KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Our guest this afternoon is Chris Shiflett, who you may know as the guitarist with the Foo Fighters, but he's got kind of a side project that he does. You want to explain what your kind of your side project is?
Yeah, you know, I've got I make solo records, and I'm taking that to the extreme tonight because I'm opening up for Paul Cawthon here in town at Antone's, mm-hmm. and it is going to be as solo as you can be. It's just me and my guitar, very stripped down.
Yeah, kind of a little different than playing in big stadiums, huh?
A little bit. Yeah. It's a little quieter, a little easier on the ears.
All right.
Yeah.
And last year you had an album that came out called West Coast Town, and you said you have another album in the can.
Yeah. So I made another record, sort of in between Foo Fighter tour legs, you know, earlier this year, and we're just kind of working on setting it up to put it out next year.
All right. Well, it's a pleasure to have you live in Studio 1A. What tune would you like to start with?
I think I'm going to start with a song called Sticks and Stones off my last record.
All right.
All righty. Throw your bottles, sticks and stones. You made it clear where I can go. In the hallway all alone, I always wind up on my own. Sat outside our bedroom door, picking glass up off the floor. Take all you want then, take some more. I give up on keeping score. Well, you know what we've become, and it's blatant enough for everyone. So if you're thinking about moving on, then your heart's already gone. Well, you said my temper's cruel. Baby, where does that leave you? Hanging on you like a noose. Keep my finger on the truth. So make any threat you want. What can you take that you ain't got? Call your lawyer, call the cops. All you want is what you're not. Well, you know what we've become, and it's blame enough. So if you're thinking about moving on, then your heart's already gone. There's no apologies left to give. There's no more sorries on these lips. Didn't mean to hurt you, but I did. Lying's easy when truth quits. So push this old heart off a cliff and watch the world crash into it. Reach for your hand, but found a fist. We can't take much more of this. Well, you know what we've become, and it's blame enough for everyone. So if you're thinking about moving on, then your heart's already gone. Then your heart's already gone. Then your heart's already gone.
We're live in Studio 1A this afternoon with Chris Shiflett, and that was a tune called Sticks and Stones from his last album, West Coast Town. So you're a California kid.
Yes, sir.
And kind of came of age in the 80s and into the 90s listening to punk music.
Among other things.
Among
yes,
other
indeed.
Things. So
yeah.
I was going to ask, how did you acquire an affinity for country and more specifically kind of the Bakersfield sound?
Yeah, it's a funny thing, man, because, you know, I really grew up listening to classic rock, you know, all the stuff in the 70s and the 80s that my older brothers and everyone around me was listening to, like the Stones and Aerosmith or whatever. But I don't know exactly how to trace it, you know. It's just sort of little by little. I mean, I always kind of liked rockabilly and got more into that at a certain point, or got in, you know, started kind of diving into that at a certain point. And I think, you know, a lot of those old Stones and Beatles records have real close connection to the honky-tonk of that era.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just kind of a natural fit, you know. It really, I would credit, there's all that sort of stuff early on, but like, when I was in the 90s, I was in this band called No Use for a Name. It was like a punk rock band on Fat Records. And the singer for No Use, Tony Sly, was really into, at that time, it was right when like the first Sunvolt record and the first Wilco record mm-hmm. came out. And so, and also like, you know, Uncle Tupelo
right.
was over by then, but he would listen to those records and stuff in the van. And that really turned me on to all that. Kind of like alt country,
yeah. That no depression,
right?
Depressions.
Exactly, all that stuff, and so I started listening to those records, and just, you know, it is, you're a music fan, you just want to go like, what was Jay Farrar listening to? You know, keep peeling that back, and eventually, you know, led me to Bakersfield and Buck Owens and Merle and all that stuff.
Yeah, and you do a podcast where you get to actually speak to some of these guys.
Yeah, it's great.
Tell us about the podcast.
I have a podcast called Walking the Floor that I've been doing for, you know, the last like 5 years or so, and it's been amazing. I mean, I've gotten to not only interview tons of legends, you know, from Merle, you know, Rodney Crowell, Marty Stewart, Dwight Yoakam, like tons of legendary cats in country music, but it also, I get turned on to so much new music, you know, like Paul Cawthon that I'm playing with tonight. I mean, I interviewed him a while back when he put his first record, and it's cool. It kind of keeps me, you know, I'm like, I don't pay that much attention anymore to like what's new and what's happening, and I feel like through my podcast, it kind of keeps me connected to lots of new music.
All right. Chris Shiflett is our guest, and as he said, he's playing with Paul Cawthon. He's opening for Paul Cawthon tonight at Antone's, and you can get information at antonesnightclub.com. So you're kind of in and out of touring in the large scheme of things with the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
So do you really compartmentalize your kind of two things together, or does it overlap at all? How does
it you know, it's funny, in the this last summer we were out a lot, and we had a night off in Boston, and Rhett Miller asked me if he's like, oh, I saw you got it, you know, you're gonna be in Boston, I'm playing City Winery the night before your shows, and he asked me to come open. So I was like, yeah, you know, of course. And but I hadn't done a solo gig in so long, and I was, you know, it wasn't like I was going to be on the road with my band or anything like that. So I just went and did it just like this, you know, just me and an acoustic guitar. And it was so scary and fun and just a good time that kind of inspired me to, I just started looking at our calendar, and, you know, we wind up having a lot of nights off, you know? And so I started killing two birds with one stone. I'd never really done that much before. And certainly not in this way, but like if Foo Fighters were going to be in Detroit and had a night off, I'd book a little bar show. And,
oh,
you know,
nice.
I did that in like Chicago and Portland and Edmonton. I did it kind of all over the place. It was almost like being on like two tours at the same time.
Yeah.
It was like a tour within a tour, you know?
So were you getting like throngs of people to your solo shows?
I don't know that I would describe it as throngs. A throng would be a little strong.
Yeah.
But no, it was great. Yeah, it's like, you know, a lot of people, it's crazy with Foo Fighters, man. Like, we have such a really loyal, heavy fan base that, like, a lot of those folks, over the years, you recognize people in the front row at your shows, and you're like, and they travel, you know, and they sort of communicate with each other, and they connect in different towns. And so there's this, like, roving, traveling, you know, almost deadheady, you know, type of, you know, certain fans that you sort of, you know, you all, like a lot of them, I know their names now. They've been coming to our shows for years. And so a lot, I feel like at my little solo gigs, like a lot of those folks would show up and then, you know, maybe just some curious, you know, Foo Fighters fan, maybe a few people that know me from my podcast or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's kind of a mix.
Right. Chris Shiflett is our guest this afternoon. Can we get you to do another song?
Sure. I'm going to do, this is another one from my last record. It's called Room 102. I'll take a shot and a beer back, please. Last night brought me to my knees. I need your love and sympathy. But all I got is the same taste in me. Guess you left around 2 a.m. Said you was leaving with your girlfriends, but you went straight home to him. Bartender, please set him up again. You wouldn't come back to my hotel room, so I walked all alone back to 102, staring at your picture faded in blue. Tonight I'm dragging about me and you. Don't know when I'll be back again. It ain't so easy being just your friend, but if you want me to, I'll pretend. I'll be here waiting for that one last slow dance. Same old story since we first met. We break our hearts every chance we get. Neon lights turn to red. Hey, baby, if it ain't just too late yet. I'm all alone in my hotel room, broken, hungover right here in a 102, texting you desperate like a lovesick fool. Tonight I'm dragging about me and you. Light a smoke and stare at the wall. Wait until all my inhibitions fall like a hand grenade in my palm. I pull the pin and I make the call. I'm all alone in my hotel room, broken, hungover right here in the 102, texting you desperate like a lovesick fool. Tonight I'm dragging about me and you. Tonight I'm dragging about me and you. Tonight I'm dragging about me and you.
All righty, Room 102. Our guest this afternoon, Chris Shiflett. You can catch him at Antone's tonight, opening for Paul Cawthon, who incidentally will be live in Studio 1A at 3 o'clock this afternoon with Lori Gallardo. So do you do any Foo Fighter tunes when you...
No. Those are, I feel like those are off limits for my solo gigs. Man. Yeah.
And so we can expect a new album sometime maybe early in the new year?
Yeah, I'd say like spring 2019. Yeah. Okay.
And do you tour separately?
The Dead Peasants was the thing I was doing a few years ago. It's not really that anymore. It's just me. Although, you know, like lately I've been doing all these just full on solo gigs. Mm-hmm. Next year I will be touring with a band as well.
Well, it's been a pleasure to have you in.
Yeah, thanks for having
me.
Yeah.
And look for him tonight at Antone's, and we'll look for the new album early in the new year. Cliff Hargrove has been our engineer this afternoon. Our multimedia crew includes Julia Reese, Emery Weaver, Janan Taha, and, of course, a great special thanks to Deidre Gott, who does all the live music, books all the live music here in Studio 1A. We're going to close out the live portion, but Chris is going to stick around and do one more tune, and we'll have the entire 3-song set up on our website shortly at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock right here at KUTX 98.9, bringing you the Austin Music Experience.